answers.
Talk Radio 810 KCMO. Mike Murphy.
Are you, how much different person are you before and now?
Far more appreciative of life. Far more appreciative of myself and my family and my friends, because I thought I was hardly ever sick a day in my life. And I just automatically presumed that I was going to get up the next morning and everything was going to be fine. Then when all that is taken away, i.e. like Eric Allenbaugh in his book Wake Up Calls, I had a wake up call, a big one. And I've had a few wake up calls since, but nothing ever to that magnitude. Now, I try to live my life every day like it might be the last, but also with a concept of my vision. What do I want to be? What do I ultimately want to become?
When you grow up.
When I grow up, that's right.
Okay, did time really kind of stop for you? Are you about 28 now in your head?
Another good question. In some respects, I am, yes. In fact, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, I'm probably younger mentally. Because if I was as old as I feel sometimes, I'd probably be 90. But the mind directs what the body wants to do. And the mind is an engine. And you feed it properly. You keep it active. You give it good food. You don't abuse it. That is directly related to the body, and I think that's one reason why I've been able to stay as relatively as healthy as I've been able to do and accomplish some of the things I've been able to accomplish by staying young and thinking young.
Okay, there's a movie out with one of the Bridges boys.
Yeah.
Right, I can't think of the name of it.
He stands on a ledge, and he overcomes great deal of adversity. And
he thinks because he survived this, and I think he was the only survivor.
And nothing can kill him.
That nothing can kill him. Did you ever think of that?
Yes. I thought that I was, there were, again, the ebb and flow of the physical and the psychological rehabilitation process, that you get down lower than you've ever been before, but when you force yourself out and permit yourself to come up and you get back down again, you don't go as low as you were before. I remembered when they sent me down to a heated indoor Olympic-sized swimming pool at Fort Sam Houston for my part of my rehabilitation. And I was supposed to go into the shallow end and just walk, just stand in the water and let the warm water, as I recall, it was heated to like 94 degrees, just let that water run over and around my body. Well, as strange as it may sound, I went to the deep end, looked in, and was, as I recall, it was like 10 feet deep. And there was a small part of me that thought that if I was going to jump in, I was going to glance off. Now, I don't know why I thought that, but I thought I was literally going to be able to walk on water because of all the things that I had been through, not knowing much of what I had been through physiologically as far as the medical trauma that I had overcome. So what I did was I just jumped in, and not knowing if I was going to swim, sink, or come to the top again, I just jumped in and said, well,
how would the world be different if you had died, do you think?
Well, I would like to think there'd be a number of people that would be a little less richer for having known me, and in contrary, vice versa. I wouldn't have been as rich for having known the people that I've come in contact with.
Have you ever watched the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, that's one of my favorites all time.
Now, nobody ever knew about that movie because it sat on a shelf for that, and then the rights ran out, and they started running it all the time. I don't remember ever seeing it until a few years
What's
ago.
What's Clarence say when he writes and sends the bell rings and tells Jimmy Stewart that
another angel gets his wings.
Another angel gets his wing, and any man that has friends is any man that dies and has friends, or any man that
has
friends,
end.
Is rich.
That's the end. And then, boy, that's a choker. It just gets
you. Absolutely. And in that particular perspective, I'm a very rich man because I have a lot of good friends.
And then they say, what would have happened if you hadn't been alive, George? If you hadn't been alive, you wouldn't have saved your brother. You wouldn't have done this. This wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have had this.
We're all intertwined, Mike. I really believe that. I think we all play a role. And sometimes, most of the time, we don't know what that role is. We have to learn to be patient and persevere and just play it out. Because some things just can't be explained. And you can literally drive yourself crazy trying to explain them.
Mm.
And trying to make some sort of rational explanation or logic behind it. Because there is no, as we look at it, there is no logic.
But
there is a greater logic.
Right now, you don't want to jump off a building or anything.
No. And I fly in an airplane. If I don't fly first class, I get an aisle seat bulkhead. But I still think it's the safest way to travel.
Wouldn't it be something if you survived what you did and maybe you say you didn't have any injuries and you walked away from it, and then a day later you were walking across the street and a car got you. Now that's what would really freak you out. You'd say, "Why was I did this?"
Well, if the car'd got me, I firmly believe that I would have found out why I didn't die in the crash and why the car got me.
What do you think that would have been?
Somebody would have told me.
That would be too weird.
You had one more day left in your life, and
What'd you do with it?
Because I think we all need to be accountable. We all need to keep a focus. We all need to determine just exactly what we want to do in our life and have a plan. And I think the ultimate arbiter, however we see it, or how we view it, or what our beliefs are, I think that we ultimately, all of us, are held accountable for what we do.
What is it that you do exactly?
Well, I've been an adjunct faculty at Ottawa, Kansas City for 5.5 years. Before that, I was at Johnson County Community College. Before that, I was at Arizona State. I've taught full-time and part-time. I do a lot of speaking to groups, professional groups, nonprofit organizations on, again, training, instruction, inspirational, motivational, strategic management, planning, and talking to children and adults about safety and fire prevention.
Gate for a couple of hours.
Hey, George, I'll talk to you.
Okay, Mike.
Good show.
Thank you to everybody that's ever helped me along the way. I appreciate
George Burke, happy 4th of July.